Okay, you have to accept. Persephone, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're listening to ItaliEco, WNTN Radio Boston. This is your host, Viviana Dragani, and today I host a young music artist, Persephone. The dynamic alter ego of 19-year-old Olivia Millen is gearing up to make a profound impact on the music scene with her forthcoming J-pop single, Be With Me. Originating her artistic journey at the age of 7, Olivia's remarkable talent earned her the prestigious Jimmy Award in 2023, solidifying her position as Florida's top performing artist in the Broadway scene. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you. So first up, Persephone, tell us a bit about yourself and what first got you into music.
Well, I've been writing music since I was 12 years old. I've had the honor of performing in various musicals, as you have stated. I won top single in Indie Artist for my song Enough. Under my original name in 2022. And I really just started writing my music in my freshman year of high school. At first, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my music. So I explored multi-genres, and I created a mini multi-genre album with songs with the likes of genres like industrial, pop, rock, and Broadway styles. And currently I'm a student at Villanova and I continue my music career even now. And I see myself starting a new journey. And that is the journey towards J-pop.
Great. Any particular bands or artists you took inspiration from?
Absolutely. So I actually have three that I took inspiration from. One of my favorite artists is Melanie Martinez. And she really inspires me because in the beginning of her career, she wasn't hugely popular like an A-list celebrity, although she was still pretty popular. But she just kept at it, kept making music, and she showed real tenacity. And that was the ultimate ticket that got her to perform at the Jingle Ball this last winter. And that seems like a pretty amazing feat to me. The next artist is Lady Gaga because of her unapologetically uniqueness. She was bullied a lot as a child, and so was I. So I can relate to her a lot growing up. And, she sort of got the last laugh, because she was successful and she was unapologetically unique. And lastly, Yoasobi, for her music style. I love her cute and happy music style, but her songs have really deep meaning in them. And she always has like a moral to be taken from every single song. And I want my songs, just like hers, to have a sense of moral in them and to really convey feelings to the listener.
Thank you, Persephone. And how would you describe in more details your musical style?
Yeah, so my musical style has a lot of dissonance. I like to choose chords in the melodic scale. I use a lot of harmonies, and my lyrics are what I call hybrid Japanese, hybrid J-pop to be specific. And I choose to, unlike other artists, where sometimes they'll choose to do their music all in Japanese or all in English. I choose to do mine in Japanese and English, sometimes even in the same line. I think that that's something that can really relate with viewers more with both languages.
Great. And if you could collaborate with any living artist, who would it be?
Probably Yoasobi. She's probably my favorite artist to boot. She really has a unique voice. I love her style, and it would be a dream to collaborate with her.
And tell us about your new projects coming out in 2024.
Of course. So I have a music video coming out for with Be With Me. But that we'll talk about a little bit later. Right now I'm working on my next single called Enter Exit. Enter Exit is about a falling out of a friendship. Sort of like that feeling where your friends kind of drift away from you, but you don't really know why. You know, that feeling's really underappreciated and not talked about enough. And I'd like to give that some attention that it deserves and have people feel like that they're going through something that they're not alone with.
So you mentioned Be With Me. How does this song represent your style and what is the song about?
Yeah, so the song touches on the surface level of a love interest. And although the song doesn't have that much of a deep meaning, the music video gives a lot of deeper insight to what the song is actually about. I'm not going to say too much about the music video right now because you'll have to watch for yourself. But I will say that it has sort of a Hannah Montana vibe to it.
Fantastic. And what are your hopes for the new projects in 2024?
Well, the new projects in 2024, I have 9 other songs in my repertoire. And my hope is, I guess, to grow as an artist. I want to listen to my fans, but I also want to give them the unexpected. I also want my music to travel the globe. I want to make my music clean, so that it can reach a broader audience. And most importantly, Japanese culture, J-pop is usually pretty clean. And J-pop is Japanese, and Japan has ultimate respect for everybody in their culture. And I owe it to Japan to respect them and not use a sense of to only use clean language in my songs.
Awesome. Awesome. And what can you tell us about your plans for 2024?
Yeah, so 2024 is going to be a great year for multiple songs. I like I mentioned before, I have 9 other songs written in my repertoire. And I plan on creating music videos and engaging with my fans.
And about your fans, do you have a social media presence? How can we follow you?
Yes, I am on Spotify as Persephone, and I am on Instagram as That's Me Persephone.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Italieco and best of luck with your projects.
Thank you so much.
And now, guys, stay tuned because we're going to play Be With Me.
We are one in the same. Anata ga suki, anata ga suki, watashi ni totte hoshi no yona hito. Uta o utaimashou, relax enjoy the show. Kick your feet up to the sea, ajiteru be with me. Uta o utaimashou, relax enjoy the show. Kick your feet up to the sea, ajiteru be with me. Please never leave, stay for the rest of my life. 내 셋이 시작은 날